We are here in Garnett, Kansas for the Garnett Ethanol Hydroplane Nationals. And with me is Dan Crumman. And Dan, why don't you give us your title? I understand with the National Boat Racing Association.
Yes, I'm president of the National Boat Racing Association. It's my second time. I think I went to a meeting and got elected or something like that. But anyway, it's a privilege and fun. And we race throughout the Midwest, and we race stock and modified outboards with hydroplanes and runabouts. Mm-hmm.
Now tell me, what role does ethanol play in this?
This year, ethanol is a sponsor of our series throughout the year, and we are carrying their banners and so forth and handing out their materials and such in an educational project. And so far, we've had a very good working relationship with them and look forward to doing business with them in the future.
Well, a part of the reason for this is ethanol sometimes gets a bad rap in running in marine engines. What's your experience with that?
Well, ethanol is a fuel just like anything else, and but it's a maintenance issue. It's strictly a maintenance issue. If you know what you're running, then take care of the situation. In all fairness, these engines run, and we take them home dry, so they don't sit with fuel in them. But any fuel, particularly ours, we run two-stroke motors. Any fuel will degrade over not a long period of time once the oil's mixed in it.
Well, tell me about the boat itself, the hydroplane boat.
A hydroplane is a boat that runs on a cushion of air, hence the name. It runs on a cushion of air about three-quarters of the way back, and when you're running, the prop and the back foot or two of the boat is all that's in the water. The rest of it is just aimed down the road on a cloud of air. And they are a smoother riding boat than the runabouts. The runabouts evolved. The ones you'll see around here don't look like a fishing boat, but they did evolve from fishing boats. And they are a displacement-type hull, and they bounce and actually are in the air a lot too. But they're rougher riding, and they're just a little slower than the hydroplanes, but they're a very challenging competitive boat. They're quite an athlete also.
Well, now, the blend you're running on here is E10, 10% ethanol.
We have fuel testing to make sure we are running ethanol because of a contingency prize money program that we're setting up. And so if you're going to promote ethanol and you're going to say, I won this money, then you need to have run ethanol. So we are testing all the fuel before the race, and then the top three people that come in, the fuel is checked in any class. The top three entries of that class are checked to make sure they are running ethanol. And to do that, we're using just a little test tube that is, you fill it to a predetermined amount with water, fill it on up with their fuel, and the alcohol will blend with the water. It falls out, and that gives you a reading up to, you know, this is a reading that, or a tube that was made and marketed by Mercury Marine for this very purpose. And we will look for that. We have a minimum of 5% here, and then anything above is fine. But we are checking to make sure that there is actually ethanol in it.
Well, that's a pretty simple test, then.
Very simple. It takes a little bit of time, but we do that, and then we run a Digitron test, which also checks for other oxygenates. And we have a prescribed level. If you go over that level, it's not legal, because you can use nitrobenzene and things like that to add punch to the fuel. And we don't do that. We use pump gas in NBRA, so that's one of the things we're checking for too.
Now, we've already had trials for this race here this weekend, right?
Yes, there were no eliminations. Essentially, we have the number of people here. All of our classes are capable of, all of the entries are capable of filling the classes, and we had another short course nationals in Rockaway Beach earlier, and we kind of got two of them out of the way early in the season. But it is for national points, and then we will have the long course nationals in McAlester, Oklahoma, in September.
And what about that? Is there something about setting a speed records? Is that what this is about here?
We had the electronic trap set up yesterday and the day before for people who wanted to run through those. And there were some problems with the equipment, and I'm not sure if there were any taken or not, but anyway, it was available. And that was just for NBRA is only about 11 years old, and we have never set records for ourselves.
Oh, I see.
And so it was a chance to do that.
Interesting. Well, you know, I'm sure that a lot of people don't know that much about boat racing. What would you tell people who don't know anything about it at all? What about this particular sport of yours?
Well, our mission statement is to make stock and modified outboard racing a family-oriented sport and one that is affordable, and I think we've done that. We are the, not just we, but boat racing is the least expensive motorsport that you can compete with. And you can get into a competitive rig in certain classes for about $3,000. And, of course, then you can spend a lot of money on that, too. But ultimately, it is a very inexpensive sport, and it is extremely family-oriented. Anybody up and down the pits here, it's just that way, and it's a coterie of people that are very closely related, and we're family.
All right, well, it sounds like we got something coming up here, so I'm going to let you go, and we're going to find out what this boat racing is all about. Thank you very much, Dan.
Thank you.